Hey, I'm just here to preface this next session of Black Hack with our Dungeon Master Matt and say that he got very drunk and some technical issues. I'm not sure how much of this episode I'm going to leave in for you to have to watch or deal with. You don't have to watch or deal with any of this. We always appreciate it, but you want to see a dungeon master slowly descend into a drunken madness because he can't get a program to work. Well, this is going to be the episode for you. Just wanted to throw a little warning out there. First, enjoy.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the Black Hack.
God. I used to try to do a Mickey voice for my kids, and they thought it was hilarious when they were like younger. And
do it.
My voice. Oh, no, I can't right now. I can't.
We need to do that on every intro.
That sounded right, like Mickey walking in on his parents fucking. I don't like the way you
speak. I tried to do that with him the other day because I pick him up at school and I always do something stupid as shit. Because I pick him up in the car rider line, right? So I roll down both the windows on the passenger side where they're getting in so I can start talking to them as they're walking to the passenger door. And I did that the other day and I was just like, oh. Hey, children, welcome back from school. And they were like, Dad. I was like, that's my Mickey Mouse. And Harper's like, it does not sound like Mickey Mouse. I was like, it sounds exactly like Mickey Mouse. It just sounds weird. Like, okay.
Yeah, it sounds dirty.
It does sound a little dirty, but if you have the right mindset and go back and watch some of his early Disney movies and cartoons and stuff like that, you're like, what the fuck? Why did anybody see this shit?
Well, whatever. Next year,
terrible. Anyway,
Steamboat Willie will be all ours.
What?
Steamboat Willie? It goes in the public domain next year.
Does it really?
Already a horror movie in the works.
How can they not recopyright that? I don't understand how a company can't.
They've already
incorporating every frame of Steamboat Willie into logos so that they can own it indefinitely.
In perpetuity, right.
They can own a character. You can use it for whatever.
You can use it. Sure.
Yeah. The name you can still use, but like the actual images, they're incorporating every cell into some version of their logo so that every frame of Steamboat Willie is forever theirs.
It's gonna be. That makes sense. You're gonna see.
I mean, they are the.
You're gonna see the cast, the Disney castle, and then you'll see the entire reel of Steamboat Willie with Disney scrolling across it, so that they can keep it forever.
I can't wait to see that in the Supreme Court.
What? Well, that's our logo.
It's fine. I mean, honestly, in that case, I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there should be. I feel like there should be like a thing that runs out on something like that if you created it. But at the same time, I don't know.
Well, but
if anybody's going to do it, Disney owns pretty much, I don't know, a large percentage of.
It's been 90 something years, man. Let it go.
Let it go. Yeah, I don't think anybody's making any money off Steamboat Willie right now, right?
I mean, Steamboat Willie is Mickey Mouse. So, yeah, they're making loads of money off of that.
Mickey Mouse, which is different, though. I mean, it's copyrighted differently.
I mean, it'd be like if Peanuts made peanut butter and Jif was like,
That's basically ours now. So we're all the peanut. We would all riot, right, in the streets.
I would.
I guess we just don't care as much about.
But I feel like if you're gonna do peanut butter, you gotta do like a Q-tip thing where nobody knows what the actual a fucking cotton swab is. Right? You don't know what a cotton swab is.
What's that gonna do with peanut butter?
I'm just saying, like, if you're trying to like overrun peanut butter, you gotta Q-tip it, right? Like everybody knows what a Q-tip is, but if you say like Q-tips cotton and swab. Band-aids.
They don't want people calling band-aids band-aids. They want you to say
adhesive bandage.
I don't know, it's a Kleenex, it's a tissue.
Yeah. So it doesn't become, what is it?
Yeah, it doesn't become the, hey, give me a Q-tip. Hey, pass me a Kleenex.
Yeah.
So in Black Hack, we only have cotton swabs and adhesive bandages.
Yeah, but there is a rapper named Q-Tip, but we just don't get
it. Is there a rapper? A rapper's named Q-Tip?
Oh, yeah.
More of a dancer.
Why does everyone know who this person is?
Can I roll my little armor thingy to see if I broke it or not?
Yeah,
you should do that. Oh, from last time, because you did get hit. Used the armor to negate your damage. We're playing Black Hack, by the way. Mm-hmm. And
so I got to roll a D6.
But did we rest?
No.
No, it's just after the armor, after the battle's
there's
over.
There's a rest. Y'all went through the door.
You have to do it when you rest.
I don't think so.
No, I think when the encounter's over.
You roll it to see if it's broken or not. Like after the battle.
Just go ahead and roll. See if it's broken.
Okay. I'm right, though.
Where does it say? What page?
We're doing a one shot. So we're going to roll to see if it's broken. That's a DM ruling here.
It's wrong.
Go ahead. So
I have to roll over a two.
After a rest.
Three.
After a rest, any player with broken armor dice can try to fix them by rolling them. It's okay.
So I'm not giving y'all a rest because y'all went through the door. Whatever. I made that clear. You can go back and listen to the last episode, but I made it very clear. I asked very, very specifically whether or not y'all went through the door. Could have camped out right there on the little ledge there in front of the door. Took a little rest, took a little nappy nap. A little nappy nap there, right there after the skeleton fell over and you still didn't hear the skeleton hit the ground. Dire bats everywhere. You could have set up a watch, a traditional RPG campaign where you put somebody watches out for danger. Could have rested up while your friends and comrades are up top battling the Crimson Guard with sticks and stones, and they're getting cut down and shredded.
We walked and battled down 15 flights of steps in darkness. That battle above us in the town has been decided hours ago.
You think?
Yeah, those people are all dead.
There were three bats. You killed three bats.
Anyway, yeah, the door. We open the door. There's stuff that's going to happen.
Door's open. You're in the tunnel. You come out into a room that looks very similar to where you guys were before. Right?
But
when you're upstairs, it was a big orb, seven smaller bean-shaped orbs. And I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm going to put... Everyone's supposed to move into this. Did everybody...
No, I'm not there.
You have to move our characters in there, yeah.
It says it moves everybody's with you, but it does not. Hold on a second. I got it.
Record these back to back. At this point, Matt's drunk.
No, I'm not. I'm really not.
I am.
There's a timer. I'm just telling you, because there's a whole conversation I had with my wife when we were on a break about how much rum I put in my cup and how there's like a $5, there's like a discount you can get at this liquor store beside the food line that I didn't realize was on St. James.
Okay.
And then I was telling her, do y'all remember the Food Lion? Y'all remember that? Am I the only one remembering the Food Lion? Like the commercials?
I was downstairs, my wife talking about how I drink too much, and she said something about rum, and I said, do you remember Food Lion? That's the story you just told us.
That's the story.
Oh, my Lanta.
It's all good.
Yes, I do remember the claymation commercial. Yeah. The food lion.
The food lion. She didn't know. She had no idea. She had no idea what those, what that was. All right, hold on a second. I'm moving while we're talking. But the food lion had a there was a very interesting I got around the holidays. They had this weird joke that was like,
"That's why."
I should copy you. I don't know,
maybe you guys had it down here before.
But it was like there was like this food lion had like these great prices around the holidays, and so it was like because it was always like food lion extra low prices, right? The food lion. And so
Food Lion does not sponsor us, by the way. I don't know why he said Food Lion like 40 times
50 in the times past
3 minutes, but
it's a lot. They don't sponsor us, but is
the wrong.
Here's the joke, and it's funny because around the holidays I thought this was hilarious as a child, but they would always like, it's you know Santa's claws, because it was a lion.
I see.
Indeed. Didn't.
And he has claws, and it was like Santa Claus.
The food lion has Santa's claws. Look yes. there.
All right. Do you see your characters in the room now?
Sure.
Yeah. Do. Welcome back.
All right. Cool. Everybody. All right. We're back, everybody. So, in this room, it looks very similar to the room that y'all saw before with the floating orb that's about 15 foot in radius diameter, and the bean shaped orbs, 7 of them that are surrounding kind of in a half circle around it. There are some additions. Can y'all see? Are y'all seeing the room?
I see a floating mummy and 3 other zombie like things.
Oh, and some of y'all are moving closer already. Okay, that's good. So as you open you come through the short hallway into the room. It's like before, where there's your sense of where the exterior walls are is kind of limited. It's very similar to the room before. The creatures you see close to the orbs are actually the midwives that were described to you earlier. And they are walking around the orbs. They have not reacted to your presence at all. It's like they're oblivious to you being there at all. And they walk around and they throw out like this powder over the bean shaped orbs. Okay. As some of you that have gotten closer, you realize that in the concave of each one of the bean shaped orbs, there's an infant. Some of them are very newborn. Some of them are probably more toddler age, but they're all sleeping very peacefully. They all appear healthy, but they are lying in these bean-shaped orbs. While you are taking in the scene of the room, the being that is floating in the air to the north of the orb, it looks like a very ancient, dried out mummy. It's a body. It's a physical body. It's floating about 8 to 12 inches off the ground, but it's about 10 to 15 feet high, probably around 12 feet tall. Very humanoid, but it is dead. You can tell this is obviously a dead corpse of a creature that is breathing. Every couple of minutes or so, it like inhales and then exhales. As it exhales, there's like a power, kind of an aura that emanates from its breath into the large orb in the center, and then it goes out to each one of the smaller children there.
So all I can say is that guy should have given us a picture of his baby. There's too many here.
Well, I guess we'll have to get them all.
Snatch up all the babies.
Chuck them all in there.
All right, who has a big sack of babies?
I've got a sling.
Who are you attacking at this point? There's a corpse, and there's three midwives, basically. Very innocent, very harmless.
So, but you said they are not acknowledging us in any way?
They are not. They're going about their, I mean, they just seem to be, they're walking very slowly.
Oh, all right.
So like it might take them 5 minutes to get from one orb to the next, and when they get to there, they take some powder out of a little sack, and they just push it over the baby, and then they walk on to the next one.
I want to go pick up a baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. You there, aged and wretched crone? We need to take these kids back. Yeah, they've been stolen. I don't know if you can hear me properly. Should I speak up?
So they don't acknowledge you, but
death is a post. Fuck?
Hold on a second. As you try to approach one of the children, hold on, who is, guys, I really should make this thing smaller. Who is
Bing Bong?
Who's the yellow dot?
That's me.
So you're the closest, but you're not the one. Okay, who's the purple dot?
That's me. I'm trying to
get that's you. Baby. Okay, good. So why can't I click on that? Hold on a second. I'm trying to figure something out here. Ah, I see. So as you approach one of the children, okay, if I do this right here. So
make it big.
The cloak, the little robe, the little hood, like it falls off of this midwife, and she immediately moves towards you to attack.
Oh,
but passed. I'm gonna let you roll initiative. I'm gonna let you all roll initiative.
That's a before.
After.
Natural one.
The beforest.
Before.
I'm before first, though, because I rolled a natural one.
He's beforer.
I said you're the beforest.
Yeah, she's right. I'm beforest. Beforest gulp.
What type of forest?
The kind you can't see through because of the trees.
Yeah.
Deep, man.
Deep. I like that forest. Okay, so who's before?
Me.
Everyone but me.
Everybody but the wizard.
Okay.
Are you going first,
so you need to roll. Yeah, if you're gonna attack, you need to roll with a plus two.
A plus two?
Yeah, so whatever you roll, you have to add a plus two.
What?
I'm trying to sling the hard tack between my companions, which I feel is a delicate task.
It's not.
Oh, so a 12 is the lowest I rolled, which brings me up to a 14, which I think is a fail for me. Yes, my dex is 14, so I'm slinging a miss.
You miss.
And I will put the baby down and swing. Or I didn't even get to pick the baby up. So I will swing at her. That was a 2, and I add 2, so that's a 4 under.
Yep. Okay, take a swing at the girl. I don't know. Girl.
Another one of those for 5 damage.
Okay, 5 on the girl. 5 damage. Okay, and all right, and Mr. Brian.
Yeah, I will. It's nearby, correct?
Yep, it's nearby.
All right, I rolled an 8 plus 2. That's under. So I hit, and it takes 13 damage.
Holy shit.
I get 2d8 for my Skull Smasher.
It's a good book. I like that book. Yep. So you smash the skull of this seemingly innocent midwife, and it dissipates. It's
not seemingly innocent. It's saying grr.
It said grr.
Seemingly innocent.
It said grr. That's all it did. And but you smash it. There's like a crimson cloak that kind of, as you hit it, it's like its body dissipates and it kind of floats to the ground. But
did the orc actually run as, up to hit that, Kevin?
What?
What's that?
Was your character ran up to hit it with a melee weapon?
Yes.
Well, move him up there.
Yeah, move him up there.
I asked if I was nearby. That's all I need.
Hey, nearby. You need to be like there. Like there's nearby, far away, and there.
Nearby is any I can attack anyone nearby.
Yeah, but you actually move up to them and attack them.
Yeah, the nearby is like you move up to them and attack.
Your dude to where he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, where's your dude?
I thought the whole point of doing the system was that we didn't have to map.
You know,
are you not looking at the map at all? There's a map.
You know, I'm not counting like squares, but like if you do a nearby, if you move nearby and attack, then you're nearby and you didn't move back. You could be close. Why are you being scared? He's like charged somebody with the axe.
I'm scared. I killed it. It was nearby. I killed it.
I know. Which color dot are you?
Red.
Oh, yeah. Well, get adjacent.
Yeah, I'm halfling with a sling.
Get adjacent.
Of course, I stayed back there.
Doesn't matter. It's all good. But I will say this, that Valentine, like, what triggered, she did touch the child. She touched the babe that was sleeping peacefully in the bean. And as she did, the midwife changed and attacked, came forward you aggressively, and y'all vanquished her before she was able to attack, which is boring for me, but because she has some good stuff. But there's two more. But the as you went to pick up the child, as you picked her up, like almost like water, but it was like the image of her became liquid and poured for you through your fingers until it was gone.
You the killed the baby?
Melted away?
It was like there was not a baby there.
These babies are some sort of illusion?
It was like a liquid, like I say, it was like you picked it up, like you picked up an image of the baby and it like fell through your fingers like liquid, but it was, so it's not there, but there are six others.
Is this like mirror image? Well,
maybe one of them is real.
Yeah.
It's possible. You definitely see the other two midwives have like not changed. They have no notice or they don't acknowledge anything that you're doing. The midwife that you do see that's kind of in the southern part of it, counting from where you are, sprinkle some dust on the fifth baby, and then the other one sprinkle some dust on the seventh.
Can I take
Brian? You see something strange. It's hard to pierce through the darkness in the south or exterior of the room, but you see something strange happening in the south.
Okay, I move south.
How's
everybody
he getting
in there? Everybody got quiet for you, Terrence, and you decided at that moment to drink out of that.
So once we're out of combat, you can kind of just jump in and tell me where you're going to go. What you
I'm going to pick up the next baby.
You pick up next baby, and it's a baby. It doesn't wake up. It's a quiet. It's like the most perfect. It's the perfect uncle baby.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. So the uncle baby is like your brother had a baby. And you go visit the baby, and you pick it up, and it's sweet, and it's quiet, and it's asleep. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And then as soon as it starts crying, you can hand it back to somebody, right? It's that's the kind of baby, right? There's no responsibility there. It's just a quiet, peaceful baby that's asleep. It's a real baby.
Great.
I thought you picked it up. Erasmus picked that baby up.
Yes.
All right.
Great. I tuck him into my robe if he's a real baby, and I...
You can't, like, put him in a pocket. That's not how real babies work.
It's a robe. You just, you know...
It's Knuckle Baby.
He's put like him where you
want. Get the baby pocket. You ordered the extra large baby pocket.
Just, I'm wearing robes. I just tie them off and make it into, like, a papoose.
You got he's the papoose. Some leg it's now. Like the whole... I love a papoose. Those things are great.
Because he had to tie it up.
All right. What else? So you're moving. Okay, so wait a minute. Let me see how close you are now.
I'm going to move.
Let me just see. Hold on. Let me see how close. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, that's good. Okay, so I'm going to reveal some more of this. Reveal. That's not right. Okay, here we go.
That's a tiny line.
Don't worry about it. There we go.
Tiny line. I'm more interested in that tiny line.
Someone is restricting your sight on this. And again, what you guys are seeing is there's seven orbs. They're bean shaped in the concave. There's a baby in each one of them, except for two now. One has disappeared. One is in the hands of Erasmus. And then there's a 12 foot humanoid corpse looking being that's just floating there. And the other two are the other two midwives are still continuing to just move between the babies. And I'm trying to figure out how to move them because I'm trying to move them right now, but I'm having some trouble doing that. So I don't fucking know how to move them now that they're there. I want to move them. Okay, so just assume that they are. Maybe that's them. That's it. Oh, wait a minute.
Never use this again. Never.
No, I'm good. This works good. I'm just, okay, I got it. So that one moves there, and that one moves there. So that's where the midwives are at this point.
I'm going to check the third baby.
Just what do you mean check it?
Like maybe give it a little poke and see if it dissipates or if my finger goes through it, you know? Like, because I picked up the last baby and it melted. And that was a little traumatic. For me.
So, yep. It feels like a baby there.
Okay. So I will pick it up.
It's water. It just pours through your fingers.
That's creepy, yo. I don't like it.
Parents, you grab another baby. Maybe it's because babies don't like her womanly fingers.
Ugh, and weird.
That's the curse.
Gonna make spellcasting a little hard carrying five babies, but all right.
You've got all those.
You got all these pockets. You got the magical baby robe where you just stuff babies infinitely in the pockets.
I still feel like when you said Uncle Baby that it's a baby that's actually an old man who looks like a baby.
I thought it was the baby with a mustache and a beard.
Mm-hmm. I'll be a baby.
Just a drunk baby.
I'd be like.
I know people who have baby uncles.
I have baby uncles, so wait a minute. I actually do. I'm about to have baby uncles, but anyway.
Yeah.
Your dad's still out there fucking and making uncles? Who's granddad?
Not mine. Not, I'm not gonna be a baby uncle.
No, I think. Your granddad out there still fucking and making babies?
he passed away a few years ago.
How's he making uncles for you then?
I don't understand. I'm not a biologist.
Can also make uncles.
I'm trying to figure out Black Hack. If anybody's read Black Hack, that's my intelligence level. So there you go. So that's where we're at. So okay.
Food Lion.
Extra low prices and Santa Claus.
And he has Sandy Claus.
Okay. Are you moving further south, Kevin, to kind of see what's going on?
Sure. I'll go all the way to right there.
Okay. All right. Well, you definitely see all of it. See how this works. So if we go here. Oh, that's not right. No, that's not right. I'm still figuring out how to use this. Sorry, everybody.
I feel like you just said how good you were at this. Moments ago.
Really?
He also said he drank a lot of rum.
This is weird.
Just pretend like Matt. There's liquor discounts underneath the black spots on this map, and maybe your brain will be like, "Oh yeah."
Hold on a second. I got this figured out. I think I've got it now. Listen, there's parts of. I'm just saying. I'd like roll 20. Noob's not here, or he would say,
"Fuck roll."
Whatever 20. He usually says. Yes, he really, and I understand it now, but because I never tried to DM it. But all right, so I'm gonna blank off some of this stuff. That's fine. That's enough. There's something, and what you're seeing, Kevin, is on the ceiling. It's something that your dark sight can't see through. It's a darkness that's swirling on the ceiling in that area.
Okay, I want to go back and kill that mummy. Because that I don't understand. A mummy, I understand better than something that's swirling that I can't see.
So, you go back. Okay, move back, and you gotta try to strike the mummy. It's about 5 feet off the ground, but you can probably hit it.
You said he was 10 to 12 inches off the ground.
Okay, fine.
That's fine. Does the mummy look any different after there are three babies that are not in that?
Hasn't changed at all. It's still like energy is still radiating from the mummy into the orb and then out to the orbs, even the orbs that you took a baby from that were not babies.
The energy is going from the mummy to the orb to the babies, not the other way around.
It appears that the energy is coming from the mummy and to the orb and then out to the children, like into the babies at that point. So as you approach, do you approach the mummy? Do you hit it?
Yeah, I'm going to hit it.
Okay, you're going to hit it. So you try to the mummy.
I can't understand.
It's like, I'm sorry. Well, so you hit the... Brian walks up and just fucking whacks the dead ass 12 foot mummy, and in response to it, it feels like a mummy. I mean, you feel like you just hit like a corpse. Like you hit something that doesn't ring. But at that time, like a very old man. What else have to find him?
Attack the old man.
I want to attack the old man. Just wait. Man, you don't like this.
I don't like it.
It's a good part.
I hate it.
Good part. He's got extra low prices. Let me just say that, okay? Yeah. Extra low price.
Can't be mad at
that. Can I move y'all to that? Fuck. Oh, wait. Okay, I got it. There it is. Why does it not let me?
The seamless transition of Matt using
here's the thing.
Roll 20.
Here's where editing comes in.
Oh, I'm not editing any of this. Your drunken use of roll 20 is going up.
What the fuck?
I might even slow it to half speed for you. Is that a dancing wizard?
Are we rolling initiatives or anything? What's going on?
No. No, it's fine. No, so as you hit the... What the fuck?
Just fucking stop touching roll 20 and tell me what's going on.
All right, so as Brian hits the image, a very old robed person comes in.
The image,
play,
you okay? said it was a solid mummy.
The mummy is. The mummy's still there. This is a person that like appears beside you as you hit the image. So many of you know that the tower is called the Tower of Ancients, okay? And that's where, like, a lot of the laws and stuff, the broader laws that come into play that govern Kelmor. So one of the, what you perceive, those of you who live here, as an ancient, appears to you and tells you that, it's where it is, so... He says, "You fools! What are you doing?
We're saving Jack Silvertongue's baby that you kidnapped.
I've kidnapped no baby.
We have lived for centuries here.
Don't care.
Every one of you. I know each of you, and you all know the cycle. You know that
we're breaking the cycle.
A child is kept, and you are given a period of fruitfulness, of good fortune.
Yeah, attack the old man.
Why are you trying to disrupt that?
Don't care.
Fuck the cycle, man.
Yeah, maybe we want to take our fortunes into our own hands.
Yeah.
Baby for thief. 11 years.
They were tired of you.
For 11 years.
Enough of this talky-talky. It's time for action. And I punched the old man.
Okay. A wisdom check.
No, I attack with my fist, not my brain.
All right. Wisdom, one of my great stats at 8. I rolled an 18. I fail, so I punch the old man.
It doesn't seem to harm him at all. He continues to talk. Every 11 years, these gods excel their power. And these pieces of them, and he kind of gestures towards the bean-shaped orbs and the babies within them, absorb it. That power is then extracted and dispersed through the land to enrich it. And yet you fight against it. The very thing that enriches you, empowers you, and blesses this whole city.
Do I look like I'm blessed?
Do I look like
everybody? Give me a wisdom check.
I like the idea of him giving us this speech, and when he looks down, we're all just like swinging swords and shit.
It's fine. Like, I like this. This is going well. This is good. But I need a wisdom check.
Oh, this is going well.
Yes.
Nope. Fail.
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 Also fail.
Everybody fails. So he's continuing to talk to you. It's like he's oblivious to what you're saying. Okay? So every one of you know that the human body can only endure so much. These vessels or inevitably die around the 11th year.
Attack one of the crones.
You attack one of the crones?
Yeah.
Which one?
The one further south.
Are you going to slink... For the south?
Yeah, sling a hard tack in that bitch's face. I know we can hit them.
Hold on a second. I hate these people.
No way. So, him hitting that mummy had the effect of having this, like, nagging old fart appear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's keep hitting that damn mummy.
I like that idea. I'm going to swing at the mummy.
Probably smarter than my idea to hit the old lady.
Yeah, no. Let him hit the
I'm thing still we doing
can
it.
Actually hit.
Oh, you should do that. You should hit it. I'm trying to figure out how to click the goddamn... One of these things is supposed to click down. I don't know how to do it. I feel like Roll 20 is like this thing that could be like amazing, and it's not.
Stop! All it's doing is making you.
All right,
low time.
All right, so when you hit that, just ignore the other midwife and the kaboom guy shows up.
Yeah, a kaboom, okay. The kaboom.
Okay, we'll roll
10 under 14.
You make it.
6, 8, 10 damage.
He gurs at you, which was
he
you
kabooms know, at me.
Makes you think that he was related to the other creature. They speak the same language, and then he kabooms you. Now, he changes. I mean, I feel like you acted in surprise rounds. So everybody starts to roll initiative.
Before.
Also before.
After.
Okay, so Toker, you're before. We'll have to go before on the next round.
That's not how this works.
Yeah, that's how it works. Because you went and everybody else gets a chance to go.
A surprise round. Which is a made-up thing anyway.
You like hit, you hit, okay. So yeah, anyway, Mahogany or Erasmus, Valentine or Erasmus, what do you do?
I'm magic missiling the mummy. I hit, I do max damage for 12.
Wait a minute. We got a kaboom guy here.
Fuck the kaboom guy, I'm hitting the mummy.
You hit the mummy, okay. And what do you do?
12 damage.
12 damage to the mommy. Okay, you did 12 damage to the mommy. Valentine, what do you do?
Valentine's gonna run up and swing her sword at the kaboom guy, and... All right, that's a 6, so that's under.
All right.
I don't know why I keep putting my damage dice away. Three damage.
With a warrior?
That's not a lot.
Yep.
All right.
Six, one and a two.
Who else rolled under?
Just
no one. It's a monster's turn.
Yeah.
Well, Gully did, but
All right, I'll let Gully go.
Don't Gully to himself.
I feel like I would just say this with Black Eye. I feel like there's a lot for you to be able to go in surprise round and then again.
Is there actually a surprise round?
All right, go ahead and roll your damage.
I didn't think it was actually a surprise round. Yeah, well, let me hit it. Calm down, Matt. I got this.
Really upset over professional.
I want to do.
I rolled under.
Okay.
Almost minimum damage. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 damage.
Five damage. Okay. Yeah. So it's still
how
up.
Do more minimum damage or the same? Like how? What is your class?
I rolled 2d6 plus my level.
What's your class?
Best thing. The best thing to do is not ask us how we fail so miserably, because it's a talent. So Kaboom is still up. As the ancient keeps on speaking, he says that the human body can only endure so much. The vessels inevitably die around the 11th year or so. Are you starting to see what's happening here?
What body dies around the 11th year?
The babies that
doesn't seem to respond to you.
It's just a recording.
In desperation.
Yeah, that's what I
say. In desperation.
That's what Valentine says. It's the babies.
It's the babies. So what you've seen as you've come into this, and I know Brian is of low intelligence, but what you've seen coming into this is that there's some type of energy coming out of the mummy into the orb, into the babies.
Right, that's very clear, but you've said so they die in 11 years without saying who's dying in 11 years. That's what
but the human asking. Body can only endure so much, and the vessels inevitably die around the 11th year or so. Are you starting to see? And the feeling of desperation, because the gods feel death close at hand, they inhale, they pull in every bit of power that they can.
Fuck them.
At that point, it's like sucking marrow from a bone, okay? And the world becomes dark. Storms rage. They're more violent. The ground shakes. Corpse wither. All the evils in the world are emboldened. And that's the time that you live in now. And I can see why this disturbed you. This is what the image is saying to you. All right? The midwife, the kaboom creature doesn't attack, so it's your turn again. Roll initiative, I guess, again.
Before.
Hey, everybody goes before, go ahead.
I cast magic missile at the mummy. I hit. It does 9 damage.
All right.
I throw another sling at the old kaboom. I hit. I do. God damn it. 4, 6 damage.
six, you see the kaboom kind of dissipate. And within it, it's like the robes of the midwife kind of deflate and float to the ground and just are no more. But there are still three babies, or what is it? How many babies
four
are left?
Babies.
Four babies, and the besides the one that Erasmus has tucked into his baby cloak. And the ancient is still there. But I'm going to give everyone that rolled before a chance to do something. Do you move? Do you...
Just kind of looking around like, what should we do here? Because...
Well, Erasmus, you did see Erasmus. I mean, he rescued a child.
Yeah.
He rescued a child.
But she's tried twice and they melted, so...
Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I don't blame her for not doing that again.
Is a melter.
Okay, who's after? Because did everyone before go?
Mm-hmm. I was the only one who was before who hadn't gone.
Yeah. All right, so I feel Brian, like
the thing dead, and
I'm gonna hit the mummy.
Chop it up.
And I miss.
How do you miss a mummy?
So
I rolled it at 16.
And the slowest
well, I mean, it's kind of hovering in the air. It's fine. So within a year, the ancient starts to speak to you again. Within a year or so, the vessels refresh. They're reborn, and the gods they exhale their breath into them anew. All things are restored. The balance is restored. Prosperity is restored. I bring them here to channel the power into the very soul of our world for you and your kind.
We don't want the prosperity or the
For that is
people.
My purpose. It has always been so and shall ever be. And you fools here and those that out there will not stop it. At this time, it's like a very acute break in the silence. You hear the sounds of battle going on outside of the it resonates in you, the very sounds that you heard when you were trying to get into the tunnel, the chaos of the Crimson Guard coming out of the tower attacking the villagers with torches and pitchforks and rusted swords and everything else. It's just very chaos and just brutal battle. You hear that like you're in it for a second. You see the Brian, as you swing at the mummy in that case, you see the eyes of the mummy open.
Finally.
Very slowly they open and water pours out of them.
I give you something to cry about. I tag it.
You bitch.
It's not like tears. It's like they open up and it's like it's like the sluice gates of a dam or the release gates of a dam or something like that. It's like water just like it opens its eyes and like water pours. And Brian, you can see in the darkness to the south that the strange anomaly, the shadow that you couldn't pierce through, it seems to be growing. It's like you could see less down there than before. The rest of you don't really notice anything because you couldn't see anything down there anyway, so. There are still four babies.
Great.
Awesome.
All right. Can we go? Muster up the courage to go get another one. Hope it doesn't melt in my hands.
Okay. So are you moving to... Oh, good. Okay, good. So you pick up a baby, and it's a baby. It's just peacefully... It's the most peaceful baby you've ever picked up. It's sleeping soundly. It's cooing. It's enjoying being held. At that point, it's almost to a point where it feels like it's bonding to you. It's like it's your baby. It's like it's... You've saved something, right?
I think I know kids.
You guys have no idea. Jack told you this 5 minutes ago, right? Like, you have no idea what Jack's baby looks like. Yeah. This could be it, right?
He didn't give us a picture.
There's no picture of it. It's a newborn. Like, it was covered in blood.
Does this look like a silver tongue baby?
The way you're feeling is probably his, right? Because you feel like it's like, hey.
So I give it to Rasmus to wrap up in his robes.
I don't know if Rasmus will be reached this point, but it's like you.
Yeah, he takes it.
Okay, and just keep in mind that, you know. Shit. Yeah. Did y'all kill Kaboom?
Kaboom did.
That's Kaboom's gone. Okay, so it's just the one midwife left, and she's still like just walking slowly with her basket.
Can I do something?
What is most likely?
So we have two babies. Two babies are saved, and there's three left. There's three possible babies left.
And I gave it to you to hold, Erasmus, to wrap up.
You got another baby in your baby pockets. How many baby pockets you got there, Erasmus? Lots of baby pockets.
One robe, put a baby here, put a baby here. I can hold two in an arm. I could pin my hat to my belt, put one in there. Yeah, I got enough room.
Very good. Anybody else trying for a baby?
I don't know. Can I go?
Yeah, go.
Good. I attacked a mummy. I got successful and I get 8 damage.
Just significant damage to the mummy, and it still looks like a dead floating corpse.
All right, then I'll grab the
anybody mechanism. Else? You can't do that too.
Why not?
So Mahogany has a baby. Valentine has a baby. Erasmus has a baby. What are Gully and Brian doing?
I'll go grab a baby.
I'll grab one too. Okay, so move your characters to which one you're gonna grab.
But you stole the one I was in front of. What the hell?
Okay. Who's green?
Me.
Okay, so as you go to pick up the baby, and you have like this fear, there's this like, I'm not sure if it's going to be real. There's this solidity that you touch. You pick up something soft and malleable. It's a baby. And you pull it to you, and it's an actual baby, and it latches onto you and like holds onto you. And it's like, it's an actual loving, sleeping baby. Okay.
Here's some hard tech.
It's good. However,
don't give the baby heart.
It helps him with teeth.
Yeah, it would be.
This is a good one. It
loves your natural, like your natural, like whatever your native necklaces or whatever it is you're wearing. It's like it loves all this. Like, I don't wear my people because that's one of the last ones, babies. I don't know where it is. Hate this program. Like, it does dramatic things.
I am so good at this program.
Terrence said, don't ever use this shitty program again. And Matt said, well, I like this program.
I like it. This is good. Anyway, so
that'll be my first question next time you DM. Are you using
fucking A? Yes, I'm gonna use Roll 20. I'm not gonna spend time trying to make this better. It's not getting better, much better with Roll 20 or not. So, as you pick up that last baby, Brian, do you pick up a baby also?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to tell me which one you pick up. So you could pick up...
The one I'm standing on with the red dot right there.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So you reach down and you also pick up an actual baby. And as you do, the other two babies disappear.
Wait, which other two?
Yeah, there was only one.
So it's the one in between in between Toker and in between Gully and him. That one disappears.
Okay, four babies. Got
that one. So you got four babies. Everybody's got a baby, right? Oh my God. I bring them here. The ancient starts talking again. This old man starts talking again. I bring them here.
Oh, shut
to
up!
To channel their power to the very soul of our world for you.
Goodbye.
And please. Your kind. But that Siri, is my purpose.
End program.
End program. As you pick up the last baby, the water that's pouring, that started pouring from the mouth, from the eyes of the mummified corpse there that was like 12 feet tall, becomes a waterfall, becomes pouring out of its nostrils, out of its mouth, out of its every state of being in that. And when you pick up that last baby, it's like you hear like a cymbal breaking. And in the south, you all see, because as you pick up the last baby, there's illumination. You are able to see. What the fuck? How would this move? I need to move everybody to the next thing. Okay, so there we go. I got it. Did everyone move there? Everybody's in the new.
Now, same map again.
Yeah, but it's different.
It doesn't have my character.
It doesn't have any figures on it for me.
Yeah, no figures.
Just tell us what goes on.
Midwives.
Hold on a second. Are you serious?
Matt, explain what's going on.
Use your
So, as you do that, there's like in the south, there is. It says it's supposed to move you guys with that. But in the south, there's like this dark shadow. Brian's been seeing it. I know. Brian's been seeing it because he's used to be able to see through the darkness. But there's been parts of this castle that he's not been able to see. And it's dripping from the ceiling like water and accumulating into a shadow. And so in the south, there has been pooling this I hate this fucking program.
Stop touching it and just DM.
I'm sorry. Spread the word.
Is this something you drew?
None of us are looking at
you really want us anymore. To see.
I really want you to see this. It's like how I envisioned this. I hate this.
It's an ink blot. We get it.
Yep. It's an ink blot. It's how it fucking is. Anyway, this thing coalesces in the southern part of that. The corpse you're seeing, just like the water pours out, it pours underneath the orb. Underneath the vessels, you've got the babies in hand, and it pours and it gets absorbed into the shadow that's accumulating in the south. Okay, and in that shadow accumulates a being that, what the fuck is it? God damn it, I hate this fucking program. It coalesces into a being, and as it does, the ancient that's been talking to you all during this time fades away and says, "You fools." I'm really trying to click on it. So there is basically the shadow coalesces into, and it becomes the light, like increases in the room. And the shadow actually becomes water, the liquid that you see in the baby. So you have four of the babies, right? Three of them dissipated, and you have a water elemental that's attacking you. the ancient, the old man, the person that's been talked to dissipates at this point after saying, "You fools."
Pack it back.
Yeah.
And we're and out of time.
Yeah.
We're not out of time. We can't be out of time. Are we really?
It's 10:40, man. I gotta get up at 4 in the morning.
Well, we started exactly an hour ago. Yeah.
It's been an hour.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, we win. We win to save the day. Awesome work. Great job. Gold stars all around. Save the babies.
Save the babies.
Save the baby. Yeah. We each saved one baby.
Everybody save the baby.
We'll be back next week for a very short encounter episode
that won't be using Roll 20, or I'll drive your house and strangle you.
I cannot move the shit around. I was like, I was trying to move the shit around. Everything's like set up. Everything's set up.
Not to use it anymore.
I tried. Listen, Black Hack is a great system. I'm going to say that. It's a fantastic system. You can do what you want to with it. Honestly, the bottlenecks happened with this because of trying to figure out how to do it virtually on a map and try to describe the story. So, but the system itself is really good because honestly, everybody, like if they attack harder, you can kind of up the level a little bit. You can bump everything up a little bit. So it's really good. I like it. I like the system a lot. I'm probably use it again.
I'm really sure.